Welcome to a special COVID-19 edition of Focus Richmond, brought to you by the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. Today we're talking with Dr. Tiffany Kimbrough, Medical Director at the Newborn Nursery and General Pediatrician at Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. Dr. Kimbrough, despite all the extra safety measures hospitals have taken and statistics showing that hospitals are actually quite safe right now, we've seen a steep decline in well visits and children's vaccines during COVID-19. Why is this concerning for pediatricians?
So that's a great question. And, you know, a lot of families are saying, you know, if I'm not going anywhere, then why is it important for my child to stay up to date with vaccines? And what I've been chatting with families about is that we've seen such a steep decrease in the rates of vaccines that we're at risk right now for our herd immunity to be lessened. And if you haven't heard that term before, herd immunity just means the number of people in a community that need to be protected from an illness in order to prevent that illness from spreading. Particularly worrisome are the rates of measles-containing vaccines that have decreased. Well below 50% of children under the age of 2 are up to date with their measles vaccine, according to most recent reports. Normally, we see about 70% of children who are under 2 that are caught up with all their vaccines, and we like to see that number for protection for herd immunity to be up to 90%. And measles is very contagious, and we probably all remember in recent years outbreaks of measles, most famously the Disney outbreak. And so we really worry about children being behind on that measles dose while social distancing is starting to be relaxed.
Could people just wait to get the vaccines when this passes, or is the timing critical?
That's another great question, and one that we get a lot from families. And there's a couple things to think about. The first being that we don't know how long COVID's going to be around. You know, some estimates are for a year or more. The other thing to think about is that more than just vaccines happens at these visits. They're tied to well checks with your pediatrician or healthcare provider. And so we're checking on growth and development and making sure that your child's overall thriving in all of their spheres. And so we want to make sure that we're not getting behind, not just on vaccines, but also on general wellness and helping families to cope through this time that none of us have been through before.
Okay, quick question here. Is it safe for parents to take their children for routine vaccinations right now, even with COVID-19 still a concern?
Absolutely. And encourage families who are concerned to contact their healthcare provider's office to see what safety measures are in place. But I can assure you that our goal is to keep patients, families, and staff safe. But we absolutely are a safe place to be, and we want to see you and your family.
Thank you, Dr. Kimbrough. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday just after 10 a.m. for Focus Richmond COVID-19 updates with VCU Health and the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. To learn more, please visit chrichmond.org/COVID-19.